We're going to hear from North Shore Community School in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and here is their report.
Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report of the week of October 16th and 23rd of 2017. My name is Warren, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Last week, Amaya and Elliot saw dragonflies on October 17th and 19th and 20th. They have not seen any since then. On October 18th, Signe noticed at her house a large flock of geese lifting off from the ground, soaring into the sky. These geese are beginning to migrate south for the winter. Red-tailed hawks have also been migrating south, and a good flight occurred to them over school. On that day, Lydia saw three raccoons by Chester Park surveying all the food they could find to get ready for the winter. Over the weekend, Elia saw a painted lady in her grandma's flowers. At our nesting bird headed south, there is some of that bird that nests in far north of Alaska and Canada, make Minnesota their winter home. Pine grosbeaks have been spotted in the trees on the 17th, and then on the 22nd and 23rd. Some rough-legged hawks have been beginning to come down too. If you see this large hawk on the tops of pine trees near open fields, it is most likely to be a rough-legged hawk. Miss T.G. heard a bluebird on Saturday, the 21st. Flocks of snow buntings are present along roads and fields as well. On the walk on the 24th, Miss T.G. scared up an eastern meadowlark. It flew along the road next to the field. Also, Tuesday, the 24th, many students noticed the wind howling like for a few minutes. On Friday, the 27th, we heard the first snow of the year. We had the first snow of the year. We got about 2 inches, and we also got to run outside while our first snow fell. The tamarack trees at our school are now on their peak yellow color. Pretty much all the leaves in the deciduous trees are gone in the school forest. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Wonderful, wow. Wonderful
Warren,
report.
Nice job.
Yeah, no kidding. Wasn't that well done? And tamaracks over there along the shore are just now reaching their peak of color. That's astonishing because we're a week and a half past our peak of color for tamaracks here. The funny thing is, in the springtime, if you listen to their reports, they're a little bit later for events to take place. We'll have our tamaracks greening up before they will.
Really?
Yeah. So it's really...
Is that like a lake effect, John?
I think so. It must be. That's the only thing I can think of, unless they somehow managed to escape the wind and rain that brought down all of the all of the leaves and needles on our tamaracks on the 20th, 21st, 22nd. Those 3 days, that was it.
What grade is Warren in?
Those are sixth graders.
So how old are they, like 11?
11, 12, yeah.
We can't wait for Warren to become a member. You got to step up for Warren right now.
Yeah.
Warren's not going to be able to afford $5, $10 a month right now.
If you're Warren's uncle, nephew, cousin, if you know somebody named Warren, call now and pledge your support to KAXC. Right.
800-662-5799. Just think about the impact, John, you and your crew are having on these young kids. I mean, maybe they weren't interested in the outdoors. Now they're starting to be able to identify stuff, and they're going to, it's like an artist that drives around in a car. An artist sees things differently, and when they're out in nature now or riding in their parents' car or riding a bike, they're going to see nature in a different way. They're going to be paying more attention.
They do.